Hello, my name is Nick Stanton. I have the honor of serving as the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. Thank you so much for joining me today. Our passage is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12. Throughout this passage, Jesus has been getting asked questions by Pharisees and teachers of the law, and he's been answering them really well. And then one of these teachers of the law comes and asks Jesus this in verse 28 of chapter 12. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all of your heart, with all of your understanding, and with all of your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. In this passage, we see the idea that there is one God, that there is only one God for all of humanity. And the greatest good that any human can do is to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. That is the calling of the human life. That is the greatest commandment, to fall in love with God and love him truly. And it is out of this love that our righteousness flows. It's because I want to love God that I want to honor him with my life. It's because I love God, I shy away from sin. But we often get this backwards. We think that if I don't sin, then somehow I'm going to earn God's love. And that's not the way it goes. It's like saying to your spouse, "I will take you out to dinner. I will write you poetry so that maybe someday you'll accept me and I'll love you back." It's backwards. It's because we love our spouses that we take them out to dinner and we write them poetry and we're kind to them and act lovingly towards them. It flows out of our relationship. So the greatest good that a human could ever do is to love God with everything they have. And that is the basis for morality. That is the greatest commandment that all others flow out of. And then Jesus gives the second commandment. The second commandment is to love our neighbors as ourselves. When we fall in love with someone, we tend to love those that they love. When I fell in love with my wife, I got to know her nieces and nephew, and I fell in love with them, and they became more than just strangers to me. They became people that I loved because I loved her. It flowed out of that. In the same way, we are called to love our neighbor because we love God. It's not something that we just pull up in us, but it's something that when we love God, we will fall in love with those that he loves, and he loves all of those around us. So we should love those around us in the same way that we love ourselves, that we would seek to meet their needs and love them. And this is one of the beauties of Christianity that is often missed. Oftentimes people see all of the commands in Scripture and they go, "That's a lot of rules." But it really comes out of love that every command that is given in Scripture is doing one of two things. It's either showing us how to love God or how to love our neighbors better. That is what we are called to, and that is what we live out in our Christian lives. So today, as we close, I want to challenge you to fall more deeply in love with God today, to choose to love him more and seek to honor his commands, and then to love those that he loves, our fellow human beings that we share this planet with. With that said, once again, my name is Nicholas Stanton, and I have the honor of serving at Lakes Church and being your pastor for today. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed rest of your day.